you and spend some time with you. And I think we connected, I don't know, maybe it's just the dentist to dentist connection, yeah. But you know, your approach to how you establish your practice, your pathway to get there, I mean, it was just far different than mine. And you know, I have two sons in dentistry, and you know, they're trying to find their pathway. And I think it's challenging for any, especially any young provider, any new dentist, to know what that pathway was. And we were talking about that just a few minutes ago, but maybe you could talk about that pathway that you took and how it led you to where you are today.
Yeah, I mean, I think as dentists, we have to, like we were just talking about earlier, is that we have really only so many years at the chair. And we gotta kind of figure out, okay, how do we wanna spend those years at the chair? And everybody's wired differently, everybody's got a different philosophy, and there's not one right way of doing things. That's honestly the beauty of dentistry, is that we can kind of go do whatever we wanna do, really. I was lucky about 15 so years ago to have a mentor, and I think mentorship dentistry is huge. And he invited me into Chicago to spend into his practice. And I went into his office and I spent the day with him, and I came home and I told my wife, I said, that's it. Like, I've got the vision now, I've got the snapshot, the mental picture of how I wanna do this. And that's how we're gonna do it.
And I wanna do it right in Kansas.
I said, if they can do it in Chicago, I think we can do it in the middle of Kansas. And so.
Well, that's a good point though. I mean, you can do it anywhere, right?
You can really.
Your pathway that you took.
Yeah, and honestly, you can, yeah, that's what I love about dentistry, is that you can practice anywhere you wanna go, you can practice however you wanna do it, but it's all the same stuff. And so I did that, and then, you know, my digital journey was interesting because I do a lot of lecturing, and I was given a lecture in La Crosse, Wisconsin. And where do you give a lecture in La Crosse, Wisconsin, other than a bar, right? And you're from Wisconsin, so you know what I'm talking about. So it was in La Crosse, it was at, I forget where the brewery was, but I walk in and I'm like, okay, where do I put my laptop? And the guy was like, well, you put it on the bar. So I said, great, this is gonna be a good lecture. So anyways, I'm kind of cruising along in the lecture, and three dentists raised their hand. They said, when are you gonna talk about digital impressions? And I wasn't doing it. I was thinking about doing it, but I wasn't really doing it. It was really new back then, and we were at the infancy stages. And I said, well, that's not what the lecture is today. We're gonna be discussing everything. They got up and walked out of the lecture. Oh, and talk about a tough crowd. I'm like, I thought it was in Wisconsin.
Was that half your crowd?
I was like, yeah. I was like, this is supposed to be the land of milk and honey. So I came home and I bought my first scanner. And at that time, it was really in infancy stages. I was talking to the 3M engineers about doing some of the stuff. So we started scanning single teeth, and that went really well. I started scanning two teeth, that went really well. And I said, well, what about full mouth stuff and crossing the arch? And the engineer on the other side of the phone was like, we've never done that. I said, well, let's try it. And so anyways, that was my digital journey. And I got into it for all the wrong reasons.
And how many years ago was that?
That was 6 years ago. I think it's an incredibly exciting era of dentistry right now.
You know, I'm jealous.
I'm terribly jealous. I just think, you know,
the practitioners.
I just think it's an incredible area. I mean, there's so many fun things that we can do, that the challenges of dentistry have become a lot easier. I was doing a crown on my former partner, one of my mentors, about a year or two ago, and we were doing the crown, and then came to the scanning part, and we got to see, and his eyes were about as big as saucers, and he was just totally jazzed by the whole thing,
right.
And I said to Bernie, I said, you know, you can come back and practice with me if you want to. And he said, no, I'm good. But he was like, this is just really, really cool.
Yeah.
And you could see the enthusiasm that he had. So I just think, man, oh man, I mean, this digital stuff is just so much fun. I mean, it's like recess every day sometimes.
Yeah, it's a different era for sure. And when I say I'm jealous, I really am jealous. I mean, I really enjoyed the patient care that I did for the patients, and I thought I did pretty high quality care for them. And I'm jealous with the fact that with these tools, you can communicate so much better with not only the patient, but the other dentists, with specialists, with the lab. It's a new era, and it's one that is advantageous not only for the doctor, but really, really advantageous for the patient if it's used correctly. So I'm super jealous, and I might go back and do a little
of it. Come back with us.
Yeah.